Maradona turns like a little eel and comes away from trouble. Little squat man comes inside Butcher, leaves him for dead. Outside Bennett leaves him for dead and puts the ball away. And that is why Maradona is the greatest player in the world. He buries the English defence.
I don't believe it. David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup finals.
Oh my goodness. To cap it off, a thing of beauty and brilliance. Ronaldinho makes it 4-0.
Like Betamax, you do not make them like him anymore.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. Tonight we got Joe on the phone, we have Logan on the phone, and we got a lot of things to discuss. We're going to be taking a trip to Serie A, we're going to be taking a trip to the EPL, we'll talk about a little bit of some of the rumors in the MLS, and anything else that we think we can fit into the time that we have with you guys, so stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. That's football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L. weekly.com. You can subscribe to our podcast on Twitter, the @ football weekly pod, all one word. You can subscribe to us and follow us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe and download all our episodes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on Audible, Google Podcasts. We're on every platform that you use to download podcasts. So guys, let's get into this. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
Zidane just shows it to Gilberto Silva and then pirouettes away from him.
Hi, this is Matthew Arnone. You're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Now, boys, I want to ask you a question. Shoot me straight. I don't know the rules, so I need you guys to help me out here. Arsenal was playing Southampton last game. Okay, Pepe gets substituted, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to finish the question.
Pepe gets substituted. Okay, you know Pepe, slow, takes his time. Which bothers me too, because you add 30 seconds to the game for substitutions, but you don't allow me 30 seconds to leave the field. Doesn't make sense. But anyways, gets a yellow card for taking too long to leave the field. Arsenal has an injured player on the field as well. So the physios have to come out to tend to the injured player. So it doesn't even matter how long I take off. The game can't go on anyway. So far, so good?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Rich.
So he gets the yellow card. Turns out the player is hurt and has to come off, and Pepe is not the guy that's being substituted now anymore. So does that yellow card still stay?
I think it should be rescinded.
Okay. That's what I think. That's what I think too.
That's what I would say too, but I'm sure what you're saying is they kept it.
Of course they did.
It's funny that you bring it up too. It's sometimes I've never quite understood even the review of things. So for example, like 10 years ago, Robert Huth stamped on a not so pleasant area of Alan Shearer's,
right,
on purpose. They reviewed it and they did nothing. So I mean, I think you're right, Reg. I don't understand why, because there's two things at play here, and it actually happened in a game before that Arsenal game. It's funny that you mention it, because if you remember, Bruno, for somebody was down for Man United, I can't remember who they were playing, and Bruno didn't want to come off. It was against Liverpool actually, and he didn't want to come off, and they were trying to get him to come off in the league game. And he was arguing, well, I want to see first if he's injured before I get substituted. I don't remember him getting a yellow card, but what's the difference between that and Pepe?
Man United.
So, yeah, you could be right. I think Arsenal should have bought Saha over Pepe, but that's another story.
Okay. Oh, let's we'll get into that a little bit later. We'll get into the EPL a little bit later. But guys, another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. As you can hear, we have Joe and Logan on the phone with us. If you haven't listened to our last episode, we interviewed Minnesota United goalie and Canadian men's national team goalie Dane St. Clair, Vaughan Soccer Club alum as well, last weekend. So if you haven't listened to that, go ahead and listen to that. We have another interview coming up next week, Wednesday. We are going to be talking to Kamal Miller of, Club de Foot Montreal, I believe. That's what it is, Club de Foot Montreal.
We're being professional, yes.
So we'll be talking to him next week, and stay tuned for that. But guys, I want to stay in the MLS for 1 second here. We all know that Greg Vanney has moved to LA Galaxy. Newest rumor is his savior might be going to LA Galaxy as well. And I'm talking about Sebastian Giovinco. There's rumors out there that he might rejoin Vanney out there in LA. What do we think about that?
I want to applaud both of you for the interviews that you're giving. They're absolutely, you're just smashing it. They're brilliant. Second, I think only Don Draper himself would be able to help to club the foot in terms of turning that brand around.
That's a good one, Logan.
That was good.
I've been watching Mad Men. It's the only series you can really. It's the number one binge watch series. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, it's like 10 seasons.
But anyway. Right? Yeah, it's brilliant. What I would say is, I'll just be quick because I know Joe was kind of chomping at the bit there. I don't think that's a fit. I think Giovinco is a couple years longer in the tooth. I haven't heard much about him since he moved, and I just don't know that that'll be a good pickup.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I saw that, and I saw our good friends at FTF report that too. That's where I saw it. And I was like, I don't know. Yeah. In terms of him being, you know, fit to play, I mean, yeah, just by seeing his social media and some of the stuff, yeah, he still looks like okay. But Logan makes a good point. He is not the Giovinco in terms of fitness and age, who knows,
definitely,
of a few years back, right? So who knows with that? I mean, he does have some familiarity with Vanney. He'd have to bring along a few others, which I'm sure LA Galaxy with their clout and their money will do, right? So, and again, Giovinco's the type of guy, it just seems like, you know, likes big cities, likes stuff like that. So I could see that, you know, going to LA. But I think I'm with Logan. I think it's a bit of a long shot rumor, but hey, we've seen crazier things happen. But I'm not so sure. That's the move. I've also read that he wants to come back to Italy. Maybe not in Serie A, but maybe what an interesting fit this might be. A long shot rumor, even more than this, but maybe playing in Serie B outfit Monza. And I'll tell you why. Oh, the owner there, you know, Berlusconi and Galliani, mm-hmm, formerly AC Milan there. Kevin Prince-Boateng, currently there.
Okay.
And one certain player played for the Italian national team. You might know him, Ghanaian background, Italian, Mario Balotelli.
Really?
So who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, that, and they look like they're actually in a good spot to earn promotion, but who knows? We'll see.
You know what, Joe? I think that's probably a better landing spot for him, and I would imagine that that's the more likely destination. I could see why that would appeal to him more so. Coming home, the opportunity to get promoted. I just think that would be more likely. I always got the sense that Giovinco was sometimes frustrated by Fanny's decisions at certain points too.
That's
so,
a good point.
I don't know. I mean, I just
that's a good point.
I think that tremendous player. Never could understand why he didn't get selected into that Italian team that didn't qualify a few years back. Just for the fact that guy can come on and hit a free kick into the top corner, he doesn't really need to do much else. He was lethal over that period in terms of free kicks for TFC, and probably just didn't get the respect that he deserved for what he was doing over here in MLS, which is strange when you think about it. You know, just because somebody comes to MLS doesn't mean that they're not premiership level quality. You know, Ibra is a perfect example. I think a lot of people thought that, oh, well, he's going there because he's going to finish up his career. Look what he's doing since he's left and went back to major European leagues. I mean, guy's just a quality player. And, you know, sometimes people think that, oh, they're washed up by the time they get here. They're not. They're brilliant. And I think, you know, sometimes they find it a little tougher than what they were expecting. I have a huge amount of respect for MLS. It's undervalued in terms of the product that we have and the talent level. And I'm not saying that it's on par with a major European league, but there are pockets of very, very good players.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Ibra, because that's where we're going next. We're going to the Serie A next. And what do we make of the Lukaku Ibra situation that happened in the what's the derby name for AC and Inter, Joe?
Well, it was the Coppa Italia version of the Derby della Madonnina.
Okay.
And you like that? Yeah, so there you go. So I watched the whole thing, and then of course it was funny because now when the stadiums are empty and the boom mics are everywhere, you hear everything.
You hear everything.
And so especially in Italy where they don't have the stadium sound, like the crowd sound piped in or, you know, and done in a certain way. And, you know, that's actually, I like that we can hear that usually, but this was something I wish I didn't hear, but you could clearly hear them say, and we'll get to it. So there's background to it. Logan probably knows more about this, and so does Reggie, more of the EPL angle, but way back in this, so Ibrahimovic calls, you know, he tells Lukaku, go call your mom, do some voodoo, right? Go do your voodoo. And, you know, everyone's saying, well, you know, there's racial undertones and so like that. What it goes back to is apparently when Lukaku was going to sign with Chelsea, or he was at Everton, one of the clubs, his mom tells him, and she was on a pilgrimage, and she said, oh, I had a dream. I went to see the voodoo doctor, whatever, no joke, and said, you know, this is, I was told, you got to go here. You got to sign for either Chelsea, I think it was Chelsea, or whatever it is, or from, where did he go first? Was he at Chelsea?
I think he was at Chelsea, yeah, then he was Chelsea, loaned then. To Everton.
Then the Everton,
Chelsea,
okay.
Loaned to Everton, and then back to Chelsea, or okay. Sold to Everton, then back
so
to Chelsea.
So when they were in the room at United, apparently, you know, Lukaku, Pogba, who came out and was, you know, defending Ibra, they used to bug him about it. And Ibra used to bother him about it, too. So, obviously, they get into it, and it's pretty clear. It's like, you know, calling him a expletive, you know, B, and they're going at each other. And you know, and then it's followed into the tunnel, almost. And I don't know. He says he'll do certain things to his mom and his wife, that was Lukaku. So
yeah,
it was pretty, like, they went at it, like, these are, and they went, you saw the images, we all saw it face to face, head to head. So they are going to look into it further. So as opposed, in terms of footballing, they're only getting a match ban in the Coppa Italia, and, you know, the powers that be, outside of football in Italy, they're going to take a look at it, and they might investigate it. But it was quite the show, I'll tell you that much. And I think in the end, it kind of, you know, it got to the best of Ibra, because then he gets sent off in the match,
right,
for the second yellow. But, you know, I mean, we'll get to the game. I mean, listen, I've said this all along. I just think what Ibra's done for Serie A in general is not to the level of Ronaldo. I don't want to say it on that sense, please. No. But in terms of bringing AC Milan to the four again and again, yes, it's helped, you know, they've gotten results, they're top of the league right now for now, but it's helped the profile. This is not something that has helped the profile, so this is something that, you know, we don't want to see it, because to be fair, two guys at the top of their game, and they both went, you know, ballistic, and it just didn't look, you know what I mean, like, it didn't look good. So
I think in a roundabout might be a bad way, might be a good way. It kind of adds a little more spice to the rivalry right now, as long as those two players keep playing for their respective teams. So, I mean, now that you've given us shed a little bit of light on what it was really about, because I know what Ibra said, I know what Lukaku said, and I didn't understand where the voodoo part came from. So
that, me neither. And then I looked it up, and not even looked it up. It came across and read into that, and then again, Pogba spoke about it too, and you know, whatever. But again, you don't want to see that kind of stuff anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Both these guys were going on such a good clip, and then, you know, in terms of the game, I mean, you know, Inter has so many solutions, you know, and then when you know they bring on the games, Inter was, I would say, boss in the game anyway. I think it's a lot to do with, again, some of the players that aren't available yet for AC Milan, but it doesn't matter. You play with the team you have and you play. And then, you know, I think that happens, and it was like, it was only a matter of time. Yes, Ibra scored a great goal in that game, but then, you know, Inter goes on and Christian Eriksen comes on, and I mean, Christian Eriksen comes off the bench.
Well, I mean, as soon as that substitution was made, I knew he was going to score.
Sorry, Logan, but I'm just saying, Christian Eriksen comes on, and we bring on Krunic. With all due respect to Krunic, I mean, there it is all in that nutshell. So,
I just knew as soon as that free kick and the whistle was blown, and
it's a goal.
It's a goal.
You By the way, it's not a foul. AC Milan was going to lose that game anyway, and I'm sick and tired of hearing people like bump up their teams and not look at things in a roundabout way. That's a different topic. And I'm looking at even the AC Milan fans. I'm speaking in forums and stuff, but I think they were full value for the win, Inter. I want to make that very clear, right? But if you look at that, Lautaro Martinez, Mete, who was awful in that game and has been awful so far for Milan, doesn't even touch him, and Lautaro jumps, and it's actually comical. But anyway, that's football. Make no excuses, but it's not even close. There's zero contact. Not minimal. Nah,
I don't know. I don't
I'll show you.
Remember.
I'll put the video up.
I watched it.
No, he didn't touch him.
I'd have to rewatch it, and maybe I'm getting confused with the debatable foul on.
We remember. I know that Reggie and Logan maybe don't do this, Logan, but I'll tell you when my team deserves to lose, they deserve to lose. So, anyway, when you're aiming for big things, you got to be a little bit more critical of your own group. And hey, full value to Inter, they should win. They're the better, deeper roster, but you know, it has to be looked at too. So Inter's full value.
Well,
for the
game,
win,
the game changes. Circles. The game changes on those unsavory moments. Obviously, the red card played its part as well. You know, Eriksen, a guy that Conte really hasn't used. He's sort of been maybe a disappointment at Inter, and
hasn't really had a chance.
Struggled.
I like him.
He hasn't. He's struggled over the past couple of years, though. Both at Spurs and at Inter, I just felt the body language of the Inter players, and I don't know if you picked up on it, but you could just tell that they felt that Eriksen was going to score from watching him in training or whatever it was. I think it was it Vidal?
But didn't we all?
I mean, no, I think everybody kind of sensed that the moment was there, that he's not going to miss. It was kind of
a great
distance too, right? It's not too close to the edge of the box.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's
a little bit back.
It's at that perfect range. Yeah. And he hit it. He hit it well. Fair play to him. You could be right, Joe. It might not have been a foul. But I think those ones for fans are always hard to take.
But
I could think of Cavani against Liverpool. I mean, it's 50-50 whether that's a foul in the FA Cup. Yeah. But irrespective of that, I mean, I thought it was a foul. I'll say that I thought it was a foul. I mean, it might have been a bit soft, but I thought it was a foul. I'm talking about the Cavani on.
Oh yeah,
Fabinho.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't worry, Joe. Joe, what's up with you today? I think you need a Snickers.
I want to be fair. I just hope that all of us can take. I think Reggie has. I'm worried about you, Logan. Where you look at your team and you don't know that you can't admit some things about him.
I can admit. I've been a big boy on this show. I can admit a lot of things. I'm not even talking about the foul. And you're saying he wasn't touched. I was talking about a different example. Yeah, but at the end of the day, does AC Milan care that they got knocked out of the Coppa Italia when they're sitting at the top of the league? The one thing I do worry about, whether it's this game or not, you know, when you lose, I don't care what competition it is, it can have a knock-on effect. And, they have a big game this weekend, and they'll focus on that. And, you know, for your sake, Joe, and the next time, next week when I come on the pod, you know,
you'll be in a
better mood.
to be fair, big picture, yeah, the Coppa Italia, but I think it's going to be a blow to their confidence and to their psyche when you lose a derby match, when there was a lot at stake in terms of, you know, the pride, Ibra getting sent off. I think this is a bigger picture thing. I think it hurts them a lot more than they might allude to, because you lost to a rival, you know, your city rival. And to be fair, they didn't come out the best. And like I said, I get that they don't have the depth of squad that, you know, Inter or Juve or whatever have. But this, I think it doesn't sit right with me.
Joe, I'll be the first one to say that, you know, when it's not a foul, and I have no reason to doubt you, because you know the game and you're quite passionate about it. So I can see how passionate you are about this. I'm willing to concede that it was a foul. I'll rewatch it. I'll text you tonight to make sure that I confirm that. But, you know, you're right. I mean, I think Reggie's point's a good one, though. It's actually nice to see Inter and AC Milan back at the top, so to speak. The rivalry is as spicy as ever. I think those events with Lukaku and Ibra are a little bit unsavory. I did read somebody today kind of, I can't remember who it was, but they tweeted that, you know, Lukaku took the high road and didn't really engage on Twitter when I guess he could have. Which I think
he said some really bad things to guys. He said he's going to shoot him in the head.
He did say that.
When?
When they were walking. When they were walking to the.
Yeah, he said, "I'm going to shoot you in the head." And listen, Ibra is no. I think.
No, I'm talking about he left it on the field though. He didn't.
Yeah, and then Ibra.
I'm not saying that he didn't say some bad things on the field. Lots of people say bad things on the field. Sometimes
and Ibra was just as guilty here. I want to make it very clear.
I mean, I
Romelu Lukaku. We said it last week. I think he's a good guy.
I think you can't judge people on their lowest moments on the field.
No, I agree.
What you might have said.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, there's a certain line, right? If it was racist or things like that, that's obviously deplorable. I don't want to condone violence or threatening. But you know, this is a highly competitive atmosphere, and obviously, from when they were at Man United, there's obviously a disdain between the two people. I don't think that it's just a bit of banter in the dressing room. They obviously do not like one another.
It's very apparent from what we saw.
But Pogba came out and said the contrary to that. That's what he said, that they wasn't that much of a. They actually were okay with each other, so
I don't trust Pogba.
I don't know, just on the field.
Trust Paul Pogba's his self awareness is a little off. Let's just put it that way.
Listen to me. Sometimes that happens. I'd be very, very surprised if that's not squashed.
Yeah, I think. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if when they play again, what unfolds.
Well, Joel,
here's what sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I just think with the Inter thing, I think Conte's trying to play like, oh, it's okay because all the pressure is on Juventus, and I'm saying no, I think there's about equal amount of pressure on Inter, and that's a good deflect mode. I think when you get knocked out of all of your European competition, you have that roster.
Yeah.
I think it's squarely on Inter.
He's got to find Juventus, someone to blame.
Yeah.
It's the Jose Mourinho school of blaming, right? So
yeah. So and then you talked about, you know, Antonio Conte has a lot of explaining to you that way. In terms of to wrap this up, yeah, it was not a good moment. It makes for good Twitter and social media stuff and you know, talk, but it wasn't a good moment because I think Ibrahimovic. In the end, I think he lost the battle because he gets sent off. You know, he's chasing Kolarov down and, you know, doesn't need to take that foul. Brahim Diaz is right there. He could have took the foul. And in the end, you know what? You can't argue that Inter won the game and they won the battle for me. So.
Yeah, it changes it. But, Joe, what's the games this weekend? What's the spicy ones in the Serie A? You got Bologna versus Milan. Obviously, you'll be tuned into that.
Yeah, I will be absolutely looking at that one. And again, that is not going to be easy. But I don't know. Guys, that one for sure. I mean, Inter doesn't have the toughest match. No, they don't. Inter plays.
Well, all three of the big boys are on tomorrow, right? So you've got Juve, Sampdoria. So it's a triple hit for you, Joe.
Very good. Inter has Benevento. The big match, though, is Atalanta-Lazio.
Well, speaking of Atalanta, I don't even know if I want to take Joe back to last week. Should we? Or I don't think we should.
Well, I don't think Joe's heart can take it tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm the one who said on this show last week. I know. Hold on. I was the one who said on the show last week that Gasperini has been fantastic. I think I did say that. I've been saying all along. Atalanta's football.
No, you gave Atalanta full credit. I think I backed you up. I think they're a very exciting team. I didn't expect them to go out and do that against AC Milan, though.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I look at depth of squad. People don't realize. These are names you don't know. Maybe everyone knows at Atalanta. There's a reason they go and sell Papu Gomez when he wasn't falling in line. Great little player in Pessina.
I was shocked.
What a player. What a player he is. And the depth of just players that just plug in, you know, like we got guys like Hattibor and Deron are playing with the Dutch national team. And, you know, Gosens playing with the German national team starting. Like this is Atalanta team plays football the right way. They play brilliant football, guys. And you know what? Yes, it hurt that they beat my team, but full value, if I'm going to pick a team to watch, it's still Atalanta. The manner in which they press, their center backs end up in the attacking third and in the attacking box like nobody's business. So in terms of did I expect that, I didn't like my chances, their chances. By the way, Iličić was fantastic in this game. Oh, my God. He was incredible. You know, he's back to his form, just dictating the pace of the game, especially in the attacking third. They needed this game, and I think Atalanta is right back in the Scudetto race with this. So, you know,
well, I was telling you after the game last week that, you know, it's for me anyway. I'm not in a Milan fan like you, but it just seems even when you lose, Inter Milan can't win, and they're not gonna overtake you. But ho hum, Juventus won, so it's another team you got to look out for on the rise, right? So as far as if you want to get one up on Inter Milan, I think it's the past 2 weeks where you've won and Inter Milan have fallen. But
still
got to look out for Juve, right?
Oh, I listen, Juve's not done. There's no way they're done. No chance they're done. And like I said, this is a team that. Now, we know their depth, and, you know, Logan says it all the time about, you know, this guy, Ronaldo, he's okay. Out of this world.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's out of this world, and he, well, how he elevates his teammates is, I don't know, something like, he is still the X factor, if you will, so they're not done.
I agree, Joe, you couldn't rule them out, they've got a game in hand, you know, when you have Ronaldo in your squad, the winning mentality. He knows how to win. He's done it everywhere he's went.
That's right.
He'll go down as one of the all-time greats, perhaps the best player of this generation, along with Lionel Messi. I happen to think that, you know, he's just a pure winner. And he's been able to do it consistently for so long. I think, you know, people that, you know, love Messi a bit more, you know, they kind of forget that Ronaldo, you know, he was a young player when he took, you know, he was a big part of Portugal going to the final against Greece in Euro 2004. They should have won. You know, he would have had, you know, he was a big part of them winning in 2016. He was big part of their performance in every major tournament.
Yeah, he's a winner. He's a champion. He's a winner.
He's a winner.
He's won everywhere he's gone. He's won.
Everywhere.
So. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit different when, you know, not to say that he's played in bad sides, but, you know, the Barcelona teams of Messi are historically going to go down in some cases, as, you know, up there with the best of all time.
I don't think you can go wrong. Like, these two are just, I know, everyone will have their preference, but they're just both fantastic. Like, Ronaldo came, he was a very good player. He made himself into the best player in the world, or one in 1A. You know, Messi was the generational talent that everyone was awing about. And he's done some spectacular things with his talent and, you know, his ability on the ball. They're both just unreal.
Agree. And I think, you know, like, I think sometimes too, it comes down to they're two very different personalities.
Yes, for sure.
Right? Two different types of players too. I think that you would say that, you know, Ronaldo comes across as not being as much of a team guy, that he's about, you know, himself. And I don't necessarily know that that's true.
I don't think that's true at all.
I don't think that's true at all, but I think that's what the sense is, because, you know, he's got I suppose the poster boy looks, that I used to have. He's got he comes across as being a little bit, arrogant on the pitch, which is not really how Messi's known. So, I mean, it does come down to that. I think that there is a sense of that in terms of what people's preference is in terms of who they rate as the better player. I don't know. I think Joe's right. It's 1-1A. I think there's something to the argument, too, that, you know, Ronaldo's done it in every major league.
That's it.
Incredible.
He's brought into every team to be the man, and he's playing the part. He's going to where?
Yeah, I think he's going to go to Manchester City. Yeah,
you do?
I think so. I don't think.
I'm sorry, guys, but the EPL might be. City. I think the EPL might be a little too much for him.
Nah.
Well, I think Joe's not wrong. I think what the problem is now, and I don't think we could dedicate a whole show to it, but when you don't have fans in the stands, and you don't have concessions, and you don't maybe have the same money pouring in, then Barcelona really should have thought about selling Messi last year when they had the opportunity.
You're right. They are in trouble. People don't realize.
They still owe Liverpool money for Coutinho. There's a report out this week that they're not in good financial state. Every club has got to be hurting. I mean, Liverpool can't even buy a center back. It's one thing to have the TV revenue, but there is something to be said about the box office,
Logan, you're right.
Look at the money. It's not even the money that they're not making. It's got to remember, Spurs built this huge stadium. I looked at a report the other week there that they're missing out on about $150 million in revenue.
Yeah.
Since they built. I mean, you'd have to think about that and factor it in, right? I really do fear for a lot of clubs. Logan.
$5 million, you can have Mustafi. Take him or no?
No, I don't want him. I'd rather have Nat Phillips at center back.
Oh, my God.
So what about the reports, Logan, we'll get to that. But, yes, just to wrap up, yeah, because we got to get to you guys. There's a lot to say there. But, big match this week, you guys were saying. They played in Coppa Italia this week, too. Great match, 3-2. Atalanta-Lazio, and ended up 3-2 for Atalanta. And so they'll play the rematch this week. But now it's time to get to this, right? So before we get into
the EPL, I want to say one thing. Frank, it was nice while it lasted, but sorry.
Oh, well, we are at the EPL, right? So.
Yeah, there you go, Reg. Yeah. You said that he might get sacked.
There he is, eh?
You said that we did. We all thought that he might get sacked. I actually don't agree.
I was saying this months ago, by the way. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't think they should have sacked him. They should have given him a little bit of more time, I think.
Anyways.
Well, Tuchel's come in. It wasn't exactly lighted on fire.
One game, Logan.
But with all honesty, you know that when a manager comes in, usually there is a bounce. That was one of the worst games of the year.
Yeah, there wasn't much in it.
Lots of possession, but nothing in the end, right?
Yeah, so, it wasn't showing for you. And it's too bad because those two teams are. I agree. We'll see. But Logan, what about Reggie was alluding to Mustafi, and I was reading that today, going, "Oh man, I don't know if this." But what about Aaron Long from Red Bulls New York Red Bull. I wanted to ask you your opinion.
I mean, what I would say is, like, I was actually just, in people that I talked to about Liverpool, a bit disappointed that Klopp didn't actually trust a Nat Phillips, because Nat Phillips did play in a premiership game. He was man of the match. I'm not saying he's a great defender. But you got to go with a center back rather than trying to play a young lad against Manchester United in the cup, which fundamentally cost them with schoolboy errors. They'd be better off signing Reggie Adda before. The thing is this. I mean, I think that Jordan Henderson was immense the other night. His quality and what he means.
Okay,
to that
he was good, but immense. Come on, man.
Leave him, Joe. What did he do?
I'm gonna purulate a bunch of a box of Snickers over to your house right now. Because
no, but I'm just saying.
I'm waiting for Joe Pesci. Hold on.
I come on here every week. Hold on. I come on here every week. I defend you because you know what I think of you and Reggie. Both amazing guys, so quality football minds. I get it. But I really do believe that, like, a cardboard cutout can come out there for Liverpool and make it. And you say, "Oh, he was great sometimes." Sometimes,
he did his job. No, he was brilliant. Why was he brilliant?
What did he do that was so brilliant?
If you tell me Fabinho, my God, I love who got injured. But first of all, your run of luck. Liverpool's run of luck in terms of injuries is almost—it's comical now. It's ridiculous.
I guess we're talking about
it's ridiculous.
Playing forty games a season with the same eleven. Of course, guys are going to get injured.
But Reg, they've had some bad string of luck.
I understand. All these guys going down.
I'm going to be objective here. Like, Liverpool got a little bit lucky too on the Son offside. I didn't think it was offside.
No chance.
you're bringing out lines on a field.
No chance that's offside.
Figure out.
But I didn't think it was offside. Ways,
I thought Trent Alexander played him on.
But everyone's teams had that, so I understand what you're saying. Well, Liverpool's had it. Arsenal, maybe Chelsea.
I think there's a difference in it. I think, you know, I would say that the club that's had the most favor towards them with VAR has been Man United. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But you're right, Joe, that those things should even themselves out over the course of a season. I thought like, you know, you don't forget, you know, you're playing with two players. Well, Matip was playing, so Liverpool had one center back. But
no, I agree with you. This is what I'm
playing
against. Yeah.
Son and Kane are a deadly strike force. To be playing without, you know, even when I'm playing PS4 online right now with FIFA 21, I got to tell you, without Virgil van Dijk back there, it's a little bit, it's a challenge at times.
Listen, this has been tough
gamer,
for Liverpool.
But it has been. I think they're in it. That was a huge 3 points. I would not rule out Tottenham out of this league. Can Arsenal crawl their way back in? I don't know. I think, but the way that results are going, what you need is you need what happens to United at Sheffield. You know, like every week there's a surprise and there's a stumble and you just in. Okay, I've said this before. I've heard other players talk about it. You know, in the Premiership, there are no easy games. I don't care who you're playing against. I don't care if you're playing against.
And I said this to Reggie. First of all, I agree with that. I watch Serie A every week. There's not an easy game there either. These are in the top leagues. It's incredible. And when you add it to the Prem, of course, Logan, I agree. Like, there's no gimmies. Like, there's not a chance.
Yeah, the only leagues where I think that there's not the parity that exists in maybe Italy and England right now is when you look at Germany, you know, obviously Scotland, you know, France, you know, Paris Saint-Germain seems to be well established. And Spain, right? You know, it's good for Atletico to be where they are and credit to Simeone for that, but it's usually a race between Real Madrid, Barca, and maybe Atletico will weave their way in there. Valencia had a time in the early, kind of 2000s, I guess you would say, where they kind of came on the scene. They did well in Europe. Maybe it was earlier than that. Like, I
but look,
disagree
we've seen,
with you, Joe. You know, you've even look at the results in Italy this year. You know, I think Juventus tied or lost to Sassuolo. You know, this is just like every
Crotone,
game, each week.
Benevento, yeah, they show with guys. And there's no easy games.
And there's been injuries. There's been COVID. There's been
COVID.
All kinds of
empty
protocols.
Stands, right?
Empty
being on the road
stands,
is not
it,
like
it, yeah. It yeah, all like, it all makes a huge difference. The, you know? The fans make a difference whether you like it or not. I think somebody made a great point the other week. Luke Shaw's played decent for Man United.
Yeah, he has. He's done very well. Yeah,
I think it's actually even saved some jobs. I mean, could you imagine the reaction of Man United fans when Ollie was getting pasted by Tottenham Hotspur?
That's a good point. Christian Vieri was talking about AC Milan, saying that, hey, maybe they've even benefited from having an empty San Siro in terms of, you know, they're not hearing the negativity now, so they play more relaxed.
Every time you miss a pass.
It's a good shout, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, somebody brought up that point about, you know, certain players. Like, some players do not deal well with criticism, and it knocks their confidence. Some players thrive on fans and being the pantomime villain or just love. They don't care whether it's vitriol or praise coming down from the stands. You know what I'm saying? But they thrive on the atmosphere.
Well, I know that Willian would be one of those players right now for Arsenal that we'd be getting a whole heap of stick fans were there.
Yeah,
I don't think you could dress him.
I feel bad for the guy. Well, it's funny because Chelsea fans couldn't stand him. The last 2 years, he was one of those players that was picked on. Now he's at Arsenal, and you know, if he gets even 5 minutes or doesn't have much of a game, I mean, I've seen some of the reactions of certain Arsenal fans. I mean, it's
we don't have the luxury of passengers right now because of where we are and where we started. So we need everyone all hands on deck, and it just doesn't look like he's giving any effort. That's what it looks like. But I know it wasn't Mikel Arteta who wanted to bring him in, so I don't know.
Well, there's your issue. There's your issue. And yeah. I think that's a, you know, in so many things. And that's why I think even Klopp, right, was saying, you know, I mean, of course, he has more of a say with traditionally in the last few years of or last transfer windows. Logan will speak to this more of who comes in. So that's a big deal. It's a big deal. Like, you want to bring in, quote unquote, the right guys. And, you know, that's why we know, we say it all the time, guys. One guy's a fit here. He's not a fit there. There's so many different factors. But I mean, Liverpool, to be fair, we'll get to the game again, Logan, of course, you'll close it. It's your team. But, you know, this run of injuries has been, like I said, it's almost laughable in a way that's like, it's crazy. That's what I'm saying, is it's pretty unbelievable. And then, you know, it was just before the game. I'm like, I'm going to tune in, and I see, well, Fabinho's been ruled out. I'm like, holy crap. Like, really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Now Matip's out. I mean, well, I don't know what they're supposed to do.
You know, Harry, and even on the other side, Harry, oof.
No, I don't think that that's
I don't think they'll go that way. Do you think they will?
I don't think they'll go that way.
Logan, what do you think they're going to do?
I don't know. I think they've been forced into a position now where they do have to bring in a center back.
Yeah.
They need a body. Now it's $10 million for Mustafi.
Well, I wouldn't buy Mustafi for one. He's, first of all, he's rubbish.
and, that's all you need right there, I think.
Yeah, that's all, you know, he played for Everton as well, if you recall. Yeah. How is this strange?
Played for Sampdoria. Played for Sampdoria, too.
Terrible player. I don't know. I mean, I would like to think they'd bring in somebody, but I think it has to be the right fit.
It's
kind of desperation at this point, you know. Yeah.
You know what? We'll, you know, they were sorry if they were saying that if Tomori didn't make the move, long move to AC Milan, they were going to go there to Liverpool. Canadian born, by the way. Well, sorry, not Canadian born. I shouldn't say that. I think he was born in England, but he's from. He might have spent time in. Calgary? I know he spent time in Calgary.
Yeah.
He did spend time. I don't know if he was born. Hey, captain, our U20 team, but like Canada. So, but anyway, yeah, that's Logan. That's but again. I think this is where I give them credit. You know, they've weathered it. They're right in it. Everybody's in it. There's no chance they're out. Okay, so we talked about the game, Logan. First of all, full value, of course. I think if one team's going to win that game, Liverpool wins it. Tottenham's never winning that game.
You know,
obviously Harry Kane going down.
I thought Tottenham were decent in that game. I know you
early.
Didn't agree
I think
with
they were
me,
good,
but...
Logan. Early.
Yeah, well, I think if Son scores that goal, I think if Son's goal counts, it's a problem. For Liverpool, because it creeps in again.
Right.
The attitude creeps in again. Here we go again, right?
Confidence. So, yeah.
Well, I think that Mane should have finished a couple of minutes.
True.
But I mean, those are the margins. We talk about it all the time. I mean, I didn't think it was
so
offside.
Small.
I thought Liverpool dodged.
But you
the
can't.
Bullet.
But you can't look at that VAR picture on that angle because. Everyone looks offside at that on that angle.
Yeah, it's
I agree. I thought Arnold's arm was further back than Son's.
And look how we have to look at things.
And I thought the ref got the. I know some people were saying that the ref didn't get the other one right, but you know it's a handball.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Firmino played it with his hand. I want VAR to overturn that as a fan because not only was it a handball, and yes, he was being fouled by Dyer. But he actually does make a movement towards it. So I have no problem with that.
So Logan,
there's also a shout. Hold on. There's also a shout, guys, that, and, you know, and Logan, that's a good point. But Dyer actually hits the ball first with his hand.
Okay. Yes, he did. So then what do you do there?
Yeah, but unfortunate because that was a great finish by Salah, by the way.
If you play another, just say you have the ball and you play another, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes and they keep the ball and they score to that. Are you still going back to look at that handball?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well,
they've
moved on to different phases now.
Yes,
though, where, they do take that into account. I would say that, you know, I thought it was a decent game. I think that, you know, it's unfortunate that Harry Kane got injured.
It's actually both ankles.
I
don't know how you do that. Which could be a worry for Kane, right? Because he's done his ankle before. So and ankles are never
player,
good. I've had my fair share of ankle
player.
Problems myself. But you know, great. I think Højbjerg's been a great.
He might be in my best eleven for the EPL.
He does a really good job in the middle of that team. I think Spurs are going to bounce back. I actually think Spurs are not out of it. the season, there's been so many ups and downs. You know, the one team that really hasn't been hit by injury yet is Man United.
That's a good point.
And so, you know, Man City were looking to take off.
Can we talk about them for a sec after?
You know, and De Bruyne gets injured. They still look good. They have a game against Sheffield. That'll be interesting this weekend to see. Your call on Gundogan, it's as if he was listening to the show and he's just got a surge of confidence.
I think he
must have been listening to the pod.
He's got
him. It was a great. Everybody's adding them to his. Everybody in the sun is adding themselves to Gundogan. You know what? That's a thing that we got to do for this podcast. For all our followers, we need to set
fantasy?
Up that Fantasy Premiership League. Right. We'll call it the Football Podcast.
There you go. You know,
we need that for the show.
There you go.
I think it would be great.
That's a great idea.
Anthony Vidori and, you know, Dino and all the boys that listen, Rick Harrison, we got to get them, Marco, the lead.
There you
man.
Go.
We got to
get
them. Patrice, you know,
there you
we can have over,
guys.
We have over 50.
Yeah, Jordan, we got guys. Yeah. I'm going to forget guys. So I'm going to try to get everybody. We'll get it.
Yeah,
I feel like we're doing robber room.
I know. Remember that show, Joe? She never called my name on 12:30 on CFP. Never called my name. I was so disappointed about that.
Oh, they called little Joey, so I said, that's me. Hey, Joey.
But no, I mean, you know, I got to say that would be a good thing for the pod. We got to get a fantasy league.
Good show.
Back to my earlier point, you know, Gundogan's playing well. Foden playing well.
Let's talk about England.
What about Stones? Stones,
well, that,
you know,
I love
reborn.
John Stones.
You have always loved the guy. I think it's a great, great shout from you. He's kind of being reborn.
You've got to feel good about England right now, Logan. If we were starting the Euros tomorrow,
you know what I would say is the quality of defenders, especially in the fullback position, that
incredible.
England have at the moment. You know, one guy that's really impressed me throughout the year, and he's actually played left and right back for Leicester City, is Justin.
He's been fantastic.
He has been fantastic. If that guy doesn't get his way into the England squad, it'll simply be because he's not playing for a London club, and he's not a big name.
Would you put him ahead of Reece James?
I heard Chilwell's the best left back in the world. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate.
It's not accurate.
Now, Kieran Tierney's emerged. I don't know if he's better than Chilwell. I think
I think he is.
Kieran Tierney's Scottish.
He's Scottish. He's not even the best left. He's not even the best Scottish left back.
I knew that was coming.
No. But what I would say is Reggie makes a fair point. I think that, you know, I think that when you look at Chilwell, I think he's in the conversation. He's a very good left back. I think he's done well at Chelsea. You know, there's Reece James at the fullback. There's Justin.
Justin or James?
I think Justin's the more complete player.
Me too. Reggie?
You know, that guy, Lamptey as well. The guy Lamptey is a good fullback.
Very good. Yeah,
good.
There's Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah, Wan-Bissaka. I mean, Trent Alexander is, you know, the other guy that, you know, I don't particularly like him. I never thought he was a great fullback even at Southampton, but Luke Shaw's played well for Manchester United.
Very well, guys. He's done well.
Fair play to him. Maybe he's one of those players that they were talking about has benefited that there's no fans in the stands. But
England look a good squad for they look really good. That's to say the least. The attacking options are incredible. Like you talked about Foden. What about that young and not so bad kid playing at Dortmund? There's two of them, but and Jadon Sancho, like these guys, Harry
Saka,
Kane, world class.
We have Grealish coming up, Saka,
Grealish, Jack Grealish.
Calvert-Lewin up top. You got Kane up top as well. It's not bad.
England is scary.
No, you know, James Madison, Rashford.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mason Greenwood.
Harry Maguire back there. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Hey, Reg, we were on a roll there.
Sorry.
And then Harry just scared. Scored a great header.
He's the captain.
Well, yeah, he had a I don't know. He's kind of
England's good team. England is. I don't know.
I'm not gonna get my hopes up. I will not do that. I followed England way too long and way too many places.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. I think if Harry Kane, I was thinking of that when he went down. I said, because I like you know, Logan and Hyatt and Reggie. We talked about this. It's always like, oh, me and Logan would go at each other for Italy and England, but never for each other. It was more for some of our fans that are just, you know, Logan, right? We just can't understand the stuff that they say and how they support their teams. But I look at England and I tell you, I've always been like, you know what I think of Paul Scholes, one of my favorite footballers of all time. This is a great generation for England. And I hope they get it because I think of the Gerrards and the Lampards and that great team, Scholes and so many guys, Michael Owen, you know, it would be nice. It'd be nice. So anyway,
so,
we'll see.
Boys. We got to talk about the big match. You know what I'll be doing from 7:30 tomorrow? I'll be watching Everton Newcastle, and then I'll
is that
be
the
wrapping
big match?
Up around 5 o'clock. No, that's not the big match. We got to talk about your match, Reg. Let's go.
Here we
Arsenal
go.
Man United.
Well, we left the best for last. We have a couple of minutes left. So, what do you guys want from me? Predictions? What do you need?
Well, you get the prediction.
No,
last.
I just
Let's
I want
get
to know,
Logan's
like, what do you
first.
Think? How do you think Arsenal's playing right now? And,
I think they're playing very well. I think they're playing very well. Southampton game was a revelation for me. I think the press finally worked, and they were all at it. There was nobody that took a shift off, even though everybody wants to get rid of Bellerin. He played well. Even though no one has any faith in Pepe, he played well. They moved him to the other side of the field, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Xhaka played well. Saka was Saka. Lacazette was Lacazette. We didn't have Aubameyang, so I think the speed threat.
Well,
he
might be back, right?
Well, he might be back for
is
tomorrow's game, but
from?
You know what? Yeah. I think
Logan is checking to make sure he's a gunner tomorrow, boy.
Oh yeah, I bet he is.
I'm a gunner tomorrow.
Oh
yeah.
My God, guys, I'm gonna isolate that and I'm gonna make that a sound clip because
hopefully doesn't mush your team like he mushed mine, Reg.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I would say that you know. A draw would be a good result. I got to tell you, Reg, I thought Southampton are a very good team, in my opinion. I thought they were controlling a little bit of the game against Arsenal. Arsenal were
manager doing a good job there, too.
The press was good. Yeah. What I would say is that, you know, I think Zach is a brilliant player. I'm a little bit surprised because I really like this young lad. I really like Maitland-Niles. I don't understand why he can't
get
is
he moving?
Where are you going to play him?
Like,
Why would you move him, though? What's the point of moving
because
him?
He wants to play in the Euros. He's not going to get time here.
He should get time here, shouldn't he?
I don't understand why they don't.
But yeah, I don't understand how he doesn't find a spot.
Can he not play ahead of Bellerin?
He doesn't want to play defense. He wants to play in the middle of the field, in the midfield. And guys, you can't. Who are you going to sit?
No, I mean, I will say Saka has been a revelation for your team. I think he's
Smith
a very good
Rowe.
Player. Another Smith Rowe's done really well. Arsenal can go either way. I'd like to think
but
that
tomorrow they got to be going and be
tomorrow,
United.
Hopefully we get to see
this losing streak going of United. That would be brilliant.
Hopefully we get to see Odegaard tomorrow too, right? So hopefully.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. If I was playing against Bruno Fernandes, and I was never this type of player, but that guy just irritates me. To you know, he's one of the
you really don't
the,
like this
he's
guy.
He's a dirty player, and he's a big time cheat. Guy's flopping all over the place. The first 5 minutes, I would just
you just hate Bruno,
50-50.
Eh? Wow.
Well, I don't like him.
Well,
and
you know what, Logan?
Reggie,
here's a thing that I would think. Might happen. This is what I would love to see. This, and you know what? This might happen. England Portugal, in a knockout game. You guys have a lot of history. That'd be all joking aside. That'd be we mentioned England and how great, you know, young talent they have. Wow. Then Portugal just has.
Well, I gotta.
That'd be a great
girl,
match.
Almost,
that'd be a great almost, match, wouldn't it be? I'm serious.
Well, I almost didn't marry my wife because of a text that she sent me in Germany. We had just kind of started dating, and she sent me a Portugal LA text after England had got knocked out.
She's got some bite
in the quarterfinals.
I've always known she's a good lady.
She's lucky I gave her a second chance. Good thing, you know, I'm just kidding.
But it would be a great match. They both got great young talent. Okay, can we get a prediction on this?
Yeah, I'll give you a prediction.
Let's let Reggie go last. Logan, what's your prediction? Arsenal and United.
I'd say 1-1.
I know.
My heart hopes that Arsenal continue United's losing streak, and I just think that that Sheffield game will knock them back a bit. I'll go a draw.
Okay, Reg, you want to go last on this, right? It's your team.
Sure.
I wanted to say draw, but what fun is that, right? I that's a good show.
Yo, say what you feel.
I'm gonna go 2-2 draw. 2-2 draw.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this. It's 2-1 Arsenal and United get a, dare I say, late Bruno penalty.
This is what I think too, right? So yeah. I want to say
1-1, but I'm gonna go 2-2.
I think it's 2-1 Arsenal. Bruno Fernandes gets a penalty. It's the first goal. It's one. Arsenal's down 1-0, and we come back and we score two goals. So, and I also want to add in Mustafi to Liverpool. Book it.
Logan will call him the best center back signing.
No chance. Book the guy, it. If he comes, he won't play.
I think that
cheat Fernandes may get sent off tomorrow. That's what I'm hoping.
Never. Nobody on United gets sent off.
And Reggie, I don't want this for you. I don't want this for you. But if Arsenal lose, this guy, you know, Logan's like, ah, damn, Arsenal can't even count on him for that. That'll be something like Logan, right?
We'll see.
No. We'll see.
So those are the games that we're looking for this weekend. Hopefully our teams, Logan's team has already pulled through. So hopefully Joe's team can pull off a win tomorrow at 9 a.m., Joe, or what time is that game?
9 a.m. in Bologna. Hey, but wait, Reggie, Logan's team's got a match clue against West Ham.
Wow.
You know what's
Sunday.
That is a big game because they're right there together.
Well, they should be able to handle West Ham, right?
Well, I don't know. They usually have a hard time with West Ham. Declan Rice being brilliant. David Moyes has done a good job with that team. West Ham should have beat United, but of course the ball went out, and video technology doesn't review that. When West Ham was up 1-0, saved Ole's job.
Yeah, yeah.
Suchek has been brilliant. Bowen, Bernals. Antonio is always a wild card for them. Declan Rice, I mean, if Liverpool were going to go out and get somebody, I wouldn't mind them going out to get him.
Rice and Grealish, they're going to probably be on the move, right? Is that what we're thinking? I know different club. Well, I know he's
Grealish,
asking
Grealish would be better off staying put, in my opinion. Sometimes, like, all we have to do is think about a guy like Danny Drinkwater. Who ended up transferring to some team in Turkey. The guy was probably unbelievable the year that Leicester won the Prem. Couldn't believe that just based on form alone that he was one of the final cuts for England's Euro
team.
He's
got off the field issues though, right? So
not at that time. Not at that time, Reg. And then, he's kind of like one of those guys that goes to a big club. And sometimes it's better to be the big fish in the small pond than the also-ran with the big boys. And I don't know. We'll see. I think that I'm looking forward to the games this weekend. I'm even pumped up that Joe's team plays at 9 o'clock.
Because
then I can watch can watch Newcastle Everton. The second half will be wrapped up. And then I can tune on in between the 10 a.m. game, the English game, I can watch the first half of AC Milan if I don't take the dog for a walk.
Take the dog for a walk, please.
That's what we're going to be doing, probably, most likely, all three of us tomorrow. So hopefully our teams win. Joe, good luck. Logan, good luck on Sunday. Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.